How do you solve hunger in Alaska? You get food to people who need it. For most of the United States, the most effective way to do that is through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Most people know it as food stamps. But what happens if you live in a place where stores are limited and expensive? Hunting, fishing, and gathering don't provide everything that people are accustomed to eating anymore. So what do? Ask Wendy.
My name is Wendy Gardner, and I am the administrative assistant for the Tahkan Talkin Tribe, or QTT for short.
And I'm Ann Hillman with Alaska Public Media's Solutions Desk, a look at what's making Alaska communities stronger. Wendy lives in Sandpoint, a town of just over 1,000 people at the start of the Aleutian Chain. Sandpoint has a couple different stores, but because of the price of shipping and store overhead, like in many rural communities,
it gets pretty spendy.
People in Sandpoint who make below a certain level can apply for food stamps and receive anywhere from $20 to $300 per person, depending on their income. They can try to stretch that out at the store, or they can choose another option, a food distribution program specifically for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Instead of receiving food stamps, every eligible person gets a giant box of food from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wendy says she's often heard,
"Gosh, this can last me more than 1 month." I'm like, "Well, it's supposed to be for 1 month and you get more next month, so come back, okay?"
Here's how it works. Once a month, Wendy orders food from a list of 72 different options, like canned peas, frozen bison, and containers of light, buttery spread. They're all products from U.S. farms, plus some wild-caught salmon. USDA food distribution programs are designed to help American farmers, as well as people who need food. People pick out which foods they want from the tribe's warehouse. For each person in the household, they can fill a large box, including up to 5 pounds of pasta, 8 quarts of shelf-stable milk, and 3 pounds of meat. There's even a limited amount of fresh produce.
I am happy to say that most clients that want the fresh stuff get the fresh stuff, along with their cans.
Statewide, more than 800 people participate from 18 different tribes. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium helps coordinate the program. Most of the people across the U.S. who participate live well below the poverty line. Nearly one-third supplement the food they receive with hunting, fishing, and gardening. So given how much more food you can get through this program versus food stamps, why doesn't everyone who's eligible participate? Wendy has a theory.
Like, I know some people are kind of skittish about trying my program because it's a nutritional-based program.
Meaning none of the foods have added salt or sugar. They aren't like the commercial products people are accustomed to. Plus, it's easy to run out of ideas for broccoli or beans if you didn't grow up eating them. Marcia Anderson, the Health Promotion Program Manager at ANTHC, has a solution for that. She understands because she grew up in rural Alaska, too, and didn't eat lots of fruits and vegetables that she couldn't find on the land.
They may taste differently. They may look different. You know, there's all kinds of colors and have different textures. So people are not always familiar how to use all of the food items.
So Marcia and her assistant, Carolyn Cerrone, have been traveling around the state teaching nutrition classes that highlight new ways to use the foods in combination with traditional items. They put on a personal demo for me in Anchorage. It was like a TV cooking show.
In our recipe spotlight today, we are making a delicious and easy to make fruity salmon salad recipe.
Personally, I thought raisins and salmon sounded gross. Even Marcia said she was skeptical at first.
I thought, my salmon? I don't want to ruin my salmon.
But she tried it out. They chop up celery and apples and mix it with canned salmon, raisins, and a little mayo.
Some people like a little pep in it. This is crushed red pepper.
Most of the ingredients are from the food distribution boxes, and the result was actually delicious. Marcia says the goal of the food distribution program is to go beyond just getting food to people who are hungry. They also educate communities about nutrition and how it affects your body. Western foods are available everywhere in the state, and they want people to know how to make healthy choices and pass on that information to their families.
You visit around foods. We have cultural and traditional customs around foods. So it isn't just about getting the food. It's about all the things that go along and surround food that we as human beings enjoy.
Administrators at ANTHC say they'd like to expand the program to other tribes, but need additional logistical support first, like more warehouse space. You can find out more about this and other food insecurity solutions through our website, alaskapublic.org/solutions. Next month, we'll be talking about success after prison. Have ideas? Text hello to 907-885-6055 and let us know. From the Solutions Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.